The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone and a warm welcome along to the Racing Podcast here with William Hill ahead of all the action on Thursday. Good to have you with us, Dave Kellner here alongside Craig Forsyth, and we're going to dip into some of the action coming up this weekend and also focus on a jumper to follow because, Craig, the jump season is almost back and it's going to be starting in earnest very shortly.
Yeah, a lot of people say this weekend's Chepstow meeting is the unofficial start of the National Hunt season, Dave, and certainly 2 days, Friday, Saturday, there's been some juggling of races on the card, but it looks a really good 2 days racing, and some of the big yards are unleashing some of the better horses. Exciting time.
Are you ready for the jumps action to start? Because I was thinking about Longchamp at the weekend, and I thought it was a fantastic meeting, and you know what? The gloss wasn't taken off it for me, given Enable was beaten, because I thought we saw a wonderful performance from Waldgeist and just handled conditions slightly more better and outstayed Enable on that sort of ground.
Absolutely. I mean, Enable's run an identical race to what she did 12 months ago. Travelled really well through it, cruised through to the front. But unfortunately, the ground being a little bit softer this year, she hasn't quite got home the same way she did 12 months ago. And the French horse is strongest there. Produced a personal best to, you know, produce a power-packed finish, really. It was a real good turn of foot in the ground to battle on and prove a very good winner of of this year's Arc.
And we'll be talking about the jumpers in a few seconds' time, but let's focus on the week ahead, first of all. That's what it's called on the William Hill website as well. We're going to have a look at the Cesarewitch Stakes on Saturday. Betting available here with William Hill, Build Me Up Buttercup is the 5-1 favourite. Timoshenko is 7-1 along with Land of Oz. Ranch Hand is 8-1. Great White Shark in the betting at 12s along with Time to Study. Coeur de Lion 14-1 and 16-1. One and bigger the remainder. Have you got your eye on one in this race?
Yeah, I was hoping it wasn't going to be on the screen and be a bigger price, Dave, because obviously you're looking for a little bit of value in this race. But the one that I do like is you mentioned there at 16-1 is the Max We Can, trained by Mark Johnson. He's a horse that he's all about stamina. He's only had a couple of goes this year at 2 miles, and he's been successful on both. You do have to go back to 2009 when Dali Sun was the last three-year-old to win this race.
Yep.
So, you know, he is a three-year-old, an improving three-year-old at that. And like I said, you know, the further he goes, the better this horse looks. He's two wins at 2 miles have come at Ascot off a mark of 93 and at Goodwood last time off a mark of 98. He runs off a £4 penalty. You know, he just stays and stays, and hopefully he's strong enough as a three-year-old to go on and win this race.
Yeah, the Max We Can further down the betting at 16-1. Just have a quick word at the top end of the market. Build Me Up Buttercup is the favourite at time of recording for Willie Mullins. Currently available at 5-1. Finished the next second when we last saw Build Me Up Buttercup, and she is clearly going to be pretty well fancied and well found in the market.
Yeah, second in the Ascot Stakes. Then won a maiden at Galway, and then, you know, was just run out of it at Leopardstown over a shorter trip. She clocked a really quick time that day, and, you know, off the same mark of 94, she does look a well-handicapped horse. She's proven her stamina, as we said, in the Ascot Stakes over 2.5 miles, second to the Grand Vizier on that occasion. And, you know, in terms of from a handicapping perspective, she's well-weighted.
Let's get your jumper to follow for the new season, because as you mentioned, we have got Chepstow coming up this weekend, start of the jump season proper, really. And I am kind of looking forward to the jump season starting. I've enjoyed the flat this season, but I'm at heart, I've always preferred jumps to flat personally. I know it's there's a few people, like we've got on tomorrow's programme, for instance, we've got Ross Briley, Andrew Mount and Chris Pimlott. I don't think Pimmers cares as long as he gets his red wine and his tea time break, which whether it's flat or jumps action. But Ross and Andrew, are pure flatmen, aren't they? From they're all about speed figures.
Yeah, indeed, and stats as well, of course, for Mr. Mount.
Yeah, of course.
They'll be swapping from the grass, not to the birch, but to the sand.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's where they'll be going, them two lads. And yeah,
you're a jumps man.
I'm a jumps man. Yeah. It was narrowing a little bit, the gap between jumps and the flat over the last few years, but this flat year for me, Dave, has been okay.
Yeah, have you been underwhelmed? I think we've seen some incredibly special performances. We've had the storyline of Enable bidding to create history in her and win her third successive Arc de Triomphe. Unfortunately, that went down. And we've seen maybe the best juvenile we've seen in possibly the last decade. I know people talking about Frankel, but he improved so much from 2 to 3, Frankel. He's not put up the same sort of ratings as Pinatubo has in his first season.
Absolutely. That is one thing for me that has been good, is the juvenile division as a whole.
Yeah.
I think we've seen some really good two-year-olds this year. Obviously, we've still got some nice two-year-old races to look forward to, some this weekend as well. That, for me, the best part of this year's flat has been the juvenile division. Mm.
Let's give us your jumper to follow then. Which is the horse we should be looking out for?
I'm going with a David Pipe horse called Umbrigado.
Okay.
A second season hurdler. He only had 3 runs last year. He won at Savile, first time up, winning a maiden hurdle. He beat a horse that's now rated 137. And then he went on to Exeter and again comfortably beat Ask Dylan, who went on to win a nice race at Ascot.
Yeah.
That form was franked again. Ask Dylan's got a mark in the high 130s. And from 2 runs in average races at Savile and Exeter, there was a big jump at Aintree for him. He missed Cheltenham. Don't think he was ready for that. He went to the Grade 1 Mersey Novices Hurdle at Aintree. And everything just happened a little bit too quick for him. He was caught on the wide outside. He went inside. He was all over the track. It just did not work out for him on quick ground. I think he definitely wants cut. When you look at his pedigree and his siblings, they all improved as they went up in trip, Dave.
Yeah.
And this is a horse for me this year that starts extremely well handicapped on a mark of 142. You know, I think he'll make a mockery of that mark, to be honest, before he goes on to hopefully bigger and better things. He can certainly win some nice prizes over hurdles this year before next year, obviously, going novice chasing.
Keep your eye on Umbrigado for the upcoming jump season then. Let's talk about tomorrow, because we've got action across the land and over in Ireland as well. We've got Thurles beginning at 2:05, Worcester at 2:10, Exeter 2:20. We've got Southall in the evening on the Fibre Sand, along with Kempton on the Polytrack, starting at 5 o'clock and 5:10 respectively. Unfortunately, because of the inclement weather, we've lost air. I'm sure that won't be the last meeting to be abandoned as we move towards the winter, because we've had such a torrential downpours. I was out in it last Thursday, and I was like a soggy dog by the time I got home. I needed a hosing down, Mr. Forsyth. But we've lost air, unfortunately. We've still got 5 live meetings, though, to go at.
Yeah, absolutely. And, shame air's gone by the wayside. But, you know, I think, obviously, the ones that aren't waterlogged, on the whole, the tracks have benefited from the autumn we've had.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with the nice warmer weather for a spell, and then the rain. You can see some of the courses are looking in.
We saw that Ludlow today, haven't we?
Yeah, we've seen it at a few tracks, and Wincanton have a great cover on the grasses. Mm. There's been some good growth in the grass and the surfaces. Hopefully, you know, that's when we'll hopefully see some good sized fields for the National Hunt races, Dave.
Okay, let's get your 2 selections then for the action on Thursday, and you've gone for one in the 2:45 at Worcester to kick things off.
Yeah, I've taken a little bit of chance here. There's nothing standing out on the races I've looked at for races on Thursday, but the 2:45 at Worcester, the first thing that stood out here was the pace angle. A lot of horses that like to force the pace here. Ballymallon, who won at Worcester on his return last year. This time around, he went to Warwick for his seasonal reappearance, finished 6th on that occasion. From his first run last year, he went backwards, so that has to be a concern.
Yep.
And the fact that he's going to face fierce competition for the lead here. Newtown lad, boys on tour, they're all horses that like to race up with the pace. This just could be set up for Oathkeeper, who's sneaked in at the bottom here. He could be, you know, held up under John Joe in the early stages and hopefully brought with a winning run in the latter stages. And he's not on a bad mark nowadays of 115. He's dropped 4 or 5 pounds in recent runs. And this just looks a race that could play into his hands, creeping out the back off a fast pace, and hopefully it works a treat.
Oathkeeper, the selection in 2.45 at Worcester, and you're going on to the all-weather for the second pick in the 5.10 at Southwell, Craig.
That's how bad it is, Dave. We've got a 0-75 five furlong handicap at Southwell. But
they all pay the same price, these winners.
They do indeed, and Mining Gold is a fibre sand specialist over this distance, and he was reappearing after a couple of months break recently here. That day the high-drawn horses had an advantage. It was just a pace angle, really. That's where the pace was, rather than any bias really set by the track.
Yeah,
and Mining Gold just missed out by a nose, beaten by Crossfire. Has gone up 2 pounds in the weights. Again, the pace here is drawn right across the track. We've got early pace in stall 5 in Red Stripes, Tan in 12, Lydiate Ladies in 7. You know, that's low, middle and high. So there's early pace all across the track. So there's nowhere to look, really, for an advantage in terms of a draw. So we're just hoping 11 works out. And Mining Gold, who goes so well over these 5 furlongs, has form and better class races than this, hopefully can provide another winner for Michael Dodds.
Very good. Mining Gold in that 5.10 at Southwell. Is this the second of your 2 days? I presume it is.
It is, Dave.
Yeah, so you won't be with us on William Hill Racing Radio tomorrow.
I'm heading for Prague.
Oh, are you?
For the Velka.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. You looking forward to that? Is it first time? Or?
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
I know Tricky, who is our resident director out in the... you'll probably be able to hear Tricky through the walls in the studio, so if you catch him sometimes on Racing Radio, he's got a bit of a cackle, and he's been to Prague for the Pardo Bici, and he said it was the most amazing trip. And is it about an hour train ride from,
I think,
from
so,
Prague,
yeah.
City,
yeah.
Centre?
We're doing 2 nights in Prague and 2 in Pardo Bici.
And that'll be quiet in Prague, won't it, as well? You won't be doing much drinking there, will you, in Prague?
No, sightseeing, Dave. It's all about the sights.
I can imagine. Ross Briley, Andrew Mount, with you alongside Chris Pimlott for all the action on Thursday afternoon. So make sure you tune in to William Hill's Racing Radio. We start at 1.55. We've got meetings from Thurles, Worcester, Exeter, Kempton and Southwell. Thank you to Craig Forsyth, who's joined us on Thursday's Racing Podcast. Check out all the markets at williamhill.com and on the app, and we'll be back with the next Racing Podcast very soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.